listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. I'm a very, very, very private person, low key. So I tell you my business, I'm probably lying. I ain't gonna hold you. It's some real, real cold shit to say, but you know, it is what it is, man. Like my personal life, in terms of, you know, what I'm doing, you know, allegedly I'm married, all this other stuff. Like, you know, listen, if I tell you my business, I'm probably lying to you. I ain't even gonna hold you. So we might as well just keep it to a general convo, and let's not make it personal. Yeah, with a philosophy as such, you know, listen, as I get older, and I just, you know, life settles in a little bit. I'm not antisocial. Let me not say that. For the most part, I'm not, like, you know, I like people. I just don't need you around, like, all the time. You know, like, it's it gets tiring. And you know, as people progress, and you know, we all settle into our own lives and settle into who we are as people, we have to understand that, you know, the structure of life, as they have told you, as it is, you know, especially for you married people. Or let me say us married people, allegedly. But, you know, the structure is a very, very confusing aspect. I'm sorry. Just in light of, you know, having to deal with somebody else's shit every day. The only person whose shit I could put up with on a daily basis and actually feel like there's growth and life in it is my son. Yeah, that's no lie. So I don't even know why I went on that rant, but it just, you know, just understand that, you know, us, this human existence on this big floating rock, or whatever you want to call it, it's just a crazy, crazy thing. And you just have to understand, this is not a relationship show. This is a my perspective show. Like, it's the show about nothing. It's just my perspective on what I feel is relevant in the world. And yeah, that's why I went on that rant. But just understand, like, you know, this existence, like, you know, the only unconditional love is between you and what you create, which is your offspring. And other than that, it doesn't exist. So you know, all the fairy tale shit and all this, you know, till death do us part stuff, you know, it sounds great, but it's a sham. I'm sorry. It's a sham. It's a ring and a piece of paper, and I guess it makes people happy. I don't know. I don't want to be found dead on a couch, when, you know, with my cock in my hand. As I've said numerous times before, but you know, yeah, it's a sham, man. You know, let me delve into a little bit of why I say this, because, you know, honesty comes in. Comes in, you know, it can come in very, very harsh ways, and in a committed relationship, like, you know, they say don't lie, but you can't be completely honest. So, and that goes for, it goes for both sexes. You can't be completely honest. Like, the ladies can't be, you know, completely honest with their dudes about how much they get hit on, and how they might flirt or interact with other males, especially in the age of social media and things of that nature. So the bitches lie, and you know, and men, it's the same stuff. Like, I think you can't be completely honest and be and just say, yo, listen, like, you know, not today, bitch. Like, I just, you know, I love you to death, but just not today, bitch. Like, go go over there. They go over there, and I'm pretty sure, you know, from listening to the women in work in my workplace, you know how they call their husbands dumb and talk about their snoring, and you know, it's just a variety of other issues that, you know, they you know, I don't think they could be as blunt with their significant other as they are, you know, with us at work. And it just seemed miserable from both sides. Like, just from, you know, the people who have been in it for a very long time, they seem miserable. And it's just something I look and I'm like, do I want that for myself? Other than the tax benefits and the chance to build generational wealth, I don't want to lie. I'm not. Listen, even though I just said, like, yo, listen, I'm not gonna tell you my personal business, and if I do, I'm probably lying. Unless I know you, unless you're the little bro. Well, you salute to the little bro, or somebody I personally hold close or dear to my heart. Like, yo, I don't need you to know my personal business. And it's just I guess that hinders me in relationships, but it is what it is. Like, I'm okay with that. But nonetheless, anyway, that was a long rant. But welcome to VOG Podcast, PCP Podcast. Yeah, yo, I'll tell you this, yo. This is why I went on that rant, yo. Because, you know, he's talking about some a gentleman said, like, yo, my wife asked me for a $500 purse, you know, for her birthday. You know, the women are like, oh, you should just get it for her because it's her birthday. And, you know, this is what she wants. You know, it's only $500. You get off lucky. And I'm like, yeah, listen, yeah. And the only reason I feel, don't get it wrong, if you got it, you know, and that's your wife and you've been with her forever, I'm not condoning it. I'm still not condoning that. Like, to be honest with you, like, I'd just rather give you the 500 and just let you go spend it on what you want to spend it on, and that be that. Like, that's and then hey, then you get the look like, yeah, you ain't put no thought into this. Like, no, bitch, I gave you the money. Go get the bag, or just don't even say anything. And you know, there goes my problems seeping out into the podcast, but nonetheless. And I brought up the question. I'm like, yeah, you know, what do we get, you know, for Father's Day and for Father's Day or birthdays? And you know, they're like, what do you ask for? And it's like, yeah. And in my head, I just come to the conclusion, like, yo, but we can't just be like, yo, you know what? Yo, listen, I just want the ability for my birthday to just stay out all night with no questions asked. Like, I'll be home in the morning. That's all I want. That's what I want for my birthday. She's like, oh, are you gonna cheat on me? Like, yo, you don't even get to ask questions. So if I'll get you whatever you want, you know, there's a price limit to this because you're not gonna extort me, for being honest, because that defeats the purpose of the relationship. If you want to be honest, and if you want to be logical about it, and you know, avoid the emotional aspect of it. And yeah, yes, you have the right to ask for the same in return. And you know, whatever, if you do it, I ain't gonna know anyway. It don't really matter. So it's and no man is going to be this honest and blunt with, you know, his significant other and be like, yeah, I want some new beats for my birthday. Like, there's nothing you can really buy me because I have everything I need. I just want some new beats. Like, this little joint been throwing the beats at me for a minute, and I can't get it because I think he'll get mad at me. So for my birthday, you know, I bought you whatever you wanted for your birthday. Can I go get these new beats? And that's gonna be, it's either gonna end in divorce or some other significant consequences. That it's not worth the headache of going through. So, you know, listen, as I said before, I gave the disclaimer, that is just my perspective. And yeah, I'm not telling you that your significant other, your lady or your man, feels this way about you. I can't say that. But if you've been together a number of years, I don't even suggest you ask them anything about anything I just said, because they're going to either lie to you, or their face is going to distort in a way that you're not going to appreciate, and it's going to lead to problems, and it's not worth it. And I'm just being completely honest with you, because it's not worth the headache listening to me. I'm low key toxic, but I'm not. I try to be a very peaceful man, and yeah, that's the end of that rant. It's not realistic. Can we just grow up? Like, can we just? Yeah, it is what it is, man. 2023. Shit is different, you know. Things are different. It's only getting stranger by the day, and yeah. I don't even know where to start. It just feels kind of awkward from my perspective, for me to go to from that rant to jump directly into some serious shit. But this is what the show is about. And no, I don't even have any notes. I just intentionally wanted to go on that rant for a little bit. Yeah, like, I don't have any notes about what the rest of the show is about, but there's just so much going on, and it's just perplexing, because, you know, the goal of the system, as I'll call it, as I say, is global, not local, but the goal of the system is to keep you in a state of, I'm not going to say to keep you guessing, because that sounds too simplistic, to keep you in a state of confusion, and not knowing exactly what's real, and and just, you know, lying to you, basically. It's a manipulation system, like, for everybody. But let me pause for a second and just say, like, yo, there's something really wrong with America. Because I just see what's going on in the rest of the world. And, you know, just the places, the two places in general that I want to speak on are Israel and France. And they have not let up. And I completely understand them. And I just wish that, you know, America wasn't so dumb and lazy. Because, you know, niggas is watching the Final Four right now and getting ready for NBA playoffs. And to watch a movie about a pair of sneakers. And I just, I'm disappointed, to say the least. And it just... Is it the food? Is it crack? Is it the drugs? Is it the new weed? Like, I don't understand Americans. And I'm an American, so it feels weird. And no, I'm not going to be the one to go pop it off. Like, no, I'm not going to be the one to go pop it off all the riots and protests, because I know that how that ends. I know how it ends for niggas. Nobody is sacred to the streets when it comes to money or government intervention. There's nobody. The government has killed numerous people, and nobody does anything about it, because that's how just shit just operates on a global scale. But if you pay attention to the protests in Israel and France, they are getting the same treatment from the police that American citizens have received, or people in England, or people in Russia, or people in China, or wherever the dissent occurs. Water cannons, beatings, and imprisonment. Salute to Andrew Tate for being free again, yo. They freed that man. Salute to him. But it's the same system. So, when I started by saying, you know, it's a system of manipulation, and it's a global thing. It's not local at all. It's a completely global system. The confusion is real. And I'm not even one to say that I am not a victim of the confusion of the system, or, you know, I don't want to say falling into too many rabbit holes and not knowing what to believe or what's real and what's not. But let's just keep it real. Let's just sidebar. The Epstein case is still, nothing happened. I just want to allot that. A global sex trafficking ring occurred with evidence and video and everything else, and nothing happened. Yeah, just marinate on that for a quick second before I get back into this. It's global, not local, right? It's the same. It seems to be the same. All these police have the same training with water cannons and beating people. And how is this? What is stopping it from being a global thing where everybody just stands up and is like, yo, nah, this is enough of this shit, man. Like, enough is enough. And I don't know. Here's the thing. I think Americans will get it when they're poor. And that day is rapidly, rapidly approaching, because the dollar is meaning less and less as the days go by. But sadly enough, I think that is when, I guess, Americans will revolt. But it's going to be too late at that point. And, you know, as I watch the whole world moving off the dollar, don't get it fucked up. The petrodollar is over. I've been documenting this since I've been doing this little small podcast of mine. And just understand. The dollar's power and influence is waning at a pace that, you know, people don't even understand. I mean, granted, I may not fully grasp everything that is happening with the American dollar, but I do know it's not going to end well for Americans. So, just watching that unfold, and this is where the kind of cross of realities, or the, yo, what is real and what's not, comes in, is because I know this all leads to some sort of digital currency, some sort of digitization of, I don't want to say digitization of humanity, but that's what it's all leading to. So now, America was paying for COVID-19 research in November of 2019 to a lab in Ukraine, which was connected to Hunter Biden and some other people nobody cares about that. I don't know how, nobody cares that. Okay. Nonetheless, I almost went black Alex Jones for a minute. Damn, what was I saying? Fuck me, man. All right, so is it all a farce to keep the truth from coming out? But what is the truth? Did COVID-19 come from Fort Detrick in Maryland, which had a bio lab that was shut down like months before the pandemic had an outbreak? Is that why they were paying for this bio lab in Ukraine? Is that why Russia invaded Ukraine? Because of the bio labs and the neo-Nazis, which America admitted existed in Ukraine? So it's all, there's always three angles to every story. But Let me just say this. Listen, I have no problem with being wrong. But I do have like a very, very strong feeling that China is going to come out on top of this, because the way the game works is leverage. And here in America, the leverage is debt. I can't say that system works. And I mean, it's a global leverage system of debt. And once you overburden yourself, you're kind of stuck on the hamster wheel, and you kind of have to pay off that debt. So you got to work, and unless you manage to make enough to stay off of the hamster wheel. But it's a world of leverage. And China has a lot of leverage right now. China is the only military superpower that has that has its military fully intact and its stockpile of weapons fully intact and a nuclear arsenal fully intact and the technology and the large economy of the world. The world can't live without China. China has a lot of leverage right now. So I kind of, and this is why I say I don't know what's real, I don't know what's not. I mean, granted, the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and Saudi Arabia, and all everybody else who wants to join and get off the dollar. I'm not going to say I believe that's a real alliance, but I think that's what the system that is going to be the global reserve system, and they're going to get off the American dollar and the American system. I don't know how long that's going to take. And this is why I say it all meshes, and it's this is where it gets confusing. Now, is all of this just a push for the whole digital financial system, disguised as, you know, don't get it fucked, they destroyed Ukraine is you want to go live in Ukraine right now? Yeah, just to answer yourself realistically, just realistically, would you go live in Ukraine right now? Exactly. Did you ever think of Ukraine before anything, all of this invasion war stuff? Was that some place you wanted to go on vacation? It is documented as a corrupt government. So if they blow up Ukraine in the process, you know, Ukraine is gone. It's been wiped off the map. Like, it's like not in namesake, but in terms of living there, like, I'm sorry to say it like that, but do you want to go live there right now? Do you really? So let me give a disclaimer. Any loss of human life is, yo, damn, yo, that's how cold I am. What I was gonna say, any loss of human life is a tragedy, but niggas die every day, B. And it is what it is. It's a process. Somebody dies, somebody's born. You're not the only you in the world. There's another you on some other continent or somewhere else being born right now. So that is the way the universe works. And I don't say that to be cold-hearted or anything of that nature, but it is what it is. And the reason why these things are happening will never truly be known. Take, for example, okay, I got two examples, but just one this recently this weekend. The pro-war Russian blogger who got killed in a cafe, and they're telling you only he died, but it was a explosion that blew out the windows, and like there were 16 people injured. But they don't know who did it. But they arrested a girl who gave the guy a statue with a statue might have had explosives in it. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, yo, listen, with all the surveillance they got in this world, phone taps, records of everybody's shit, like, there's no way. they know everything about everything. So you're gonna have two sides to this, where, you know, the Russian side is going to say, let, you know, Ukraine did it, even though people are, and then you have the opposite side saying that, you know, Russia did it because, you know, he was critical of the government in Russia and how they were handling the war and things of that nature. Will we ever know who really did it? We'll find out when we find out who blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Or how many people, or who Jeffrey Epstein had evidence on. That is when you'll know the real truth. And I'm sorry, I'm not, you know what, sorry, not sorry for tying Jeff Epstein into everything, but come on, son. Come on, man. Like, Wayfair was selling kids on the internet. Like, come on, man. Like, dude, do you really ever think you're getting the truth about anything? Like, is this still a thing that people believe, that what is on the TV at any point is telling you the truth? Because even the shit I watch, I sit there and I'm like, wait, hold on. Luckily, where I watch it, it basically tells you who sponsored the news, or like what country or what government funds the news channel that you're watching. And don't get it fucked up. All news channels are government funded. All of them. They're all owned by a small handful of people. Nobody knows who owns BlackRock. Nobody knows who owns Vanguard, but those niggas own everything. Like, everything. And I don't know if I've said this on the show before, but if you Google who are the top shareholders in any major company, any major one, I guarantee somewhere in those top 7 or 8, you're going to see BlackRock and Vanguard. Like Coca-Cola, you know, from Coca-Cola to NASCAR to you name it, they are in the top 7 or 8 shareholders of that company. NBC, ABC, like the politicians are invested in BlackRock and Vanguard. Don't get it fucked up, because that's how they make their money, along with other insider trading deals that they stumble upon. Yeah, that's how they make their money. That's why they're all millionaires and they only make $250,000 a year. Between that and lobbyists, it's a tricky system. If I ever figure out how to get in that system, I'm going to sell out on you niggas. Anyway, Derek's in politics now. Yo, just know I'm getting paid and I'm taking kickbacks, and hopefully I don't get caught and get arrested. Like, it's only the black dudes get caught. What's his name? Marion Barry, the dude from D.C., like a very long time ago, doing cricket politics. But yeah, I ain't getting caught. I ain't going to do no stupid shit. But yeah, man. It's a dirty game, and the picture is, it's all unraveling, as I said many, many times before. It's just, it's happening at a pace. Yeah, you know, I can't say I'm that satisfied with the pace, but it's just happening at a pace that I'm just like, yeah, this shit is going to get tricky. Like, are we going to die before it all unravels, or am I going to get to sit back and kick it and watch and actually see the downfall of America? And granted, even though I reside in this third world country called America, and I'm sitting back with metaphorical ice cream, just watching the shit unfold, and I'm just like, nobody's gonna do anything about this. And just know when powerful people get desperate to hold on to their positions, things get ugly. And I just and it's you know and the whole thing for me, I think I've gotten to this precipice and this point where I'm like, none of this, even though I've already said numerous times, I'm like, none of this shit is real. It's all bullshit and it's all fake. But in the same light, this point, I'm like, I just don't, I don't want to die in some nuclear accident. Just, we just get bombed out of nowhere, or just, well, they got to kill everybody with nukes and stuff. Like, why, man? Like, can't we just, can we just not go out that way? Like, I mean, I'm not afraid of what comes after the whole human experience. Like, that is none of my worry. It'll just be the next experience, and I won't, I won't know I'm dead. Everybody else will, but I won't know. But I'm not really pressed over it. I just I don't think we have to go into nuclear annihilation to hold on to the status that the petrodollar has. And don't get it fucked up. It's always about the money. Always. 9.5 times out of 10, it's always about the money. Except for when it's about principle. And then that's a different thing. But a lot of people don't understand that aspect. And the world doesn't run on principles and morals, it runs on money. So, I just have a feeling that all of what is going on, just maybe even the whole, Fauci juice COVID-19 thing, once the world comes to find out that maybe COVID didn't come from Wuhan, it actually came from America, and that America blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, that is going to be a cruel, cruel downfall for the people of America who are unaware of, exactly what will go on. And it's going to be a very, very rude awakening, when you find yourself living like the people that you call third world citizens, or that you donate money to feed the oh shit, oh, why in my head I'm like, I can't wait to see these would you like to feed an American commercials? Oh, sweet baby Jesus. I should start making those right now. I should. Yo, that's a fucking great skit. Sweet baby Jesus. Sometimes I'm low key a genius. But yeah, it's, listen, I just don't know how ugly it's going to get with America trying to hold on to their power. The guy in office has nothing. He's lost. I have no hope and faith in that guy. Hey, the whole system of elections and presidencies, and just it's all a farce. None of that is real. The whole Trump thing is just a distraction from you finding out that the dollar is failing, and Israel is attacking Syria along with America, and that might be the flashpoint in this whole big thing, because once Russia, it's like, yo, you know what? Israel, we kind of tied the others too, and shoots down one of their fighter jets, or an American fighter jet, from causing trouble in Syria, or Iran goes rogue and attacks. However this shit ends, I just don't know. There's just so many. And I just question if all of, any of it is real, or is it all necessary for us to go into the next phase, which is the digitization of human beings. I don't know if it's all a farce just for that, or, you know, are we gonna die in some fiery nuclear war, and that'll be the end of us as humans as we know it. Either way, you know, it's been great, and fuck it, whatever's next is next, and it's just unfolding. I just wish it would unfold faster, and it's a really weird sentiment to have, because I'm not racing towards the end of life either. Like, I want to preserve this and spend as much time with my little man and, you know, just enjoy the experiences of life and kind of grow old. But the way it's going right now, I don't... I'm not going to say, like, I don't see that happening, but, you know, it's getting kind of sketchy where it's just like, yo, wait, hold on, y'all. Y'all niggas don't see this? Like, nobody's paying attention to how we're, like, this close to, you know, to being peasants. Being the peasants of America. And that is the reality, folks. So just pay attention and love yourself and live a good life, because the shit is almost over. And from the track record of this show, from its inception, there are things that I have been right about that I could have never even really even like cared to be right about or wanted to be right about. Shit I just said as jokes have come to fruition, and I'm just like, yo, wait, hold on, slow down. Like, I don't know what they did to me during that accident, but, you know, it is what it is. Salute to them. That's the show. That's the show for tonight. I'm sorry. That was a lot to put together. It was a little bit all over the place. But if you listen slowly, I promise you it makes sense. If you listen slowly and you think about it, I promise you it makes sense. This is what the show sounds like, apparently, when I'm fasting for Ramadan, or I'm trying to. No, I'm not Muslim. I just, you know, it's mental, niggas. It's mental. Anyway, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Who is listening to this shit? I appreciate you if you have listened to this whole thing. And, until next time, people, I gotta upload these shits, because I, you know, it is what it is, people. Anyway, I love y'all for listening, and until next time, be easy, stay safe, and don't be kissing people in the mouth. One.